Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Our topic today, all doubt removed. We're reading Matthew chapter 16 from verse 13 to 17, which says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. Jesus is a master at conversation. There is no evidence that he engaged in frivolous and pointless chatter. Each time we hear him speaking, there is purpose and there is substance. I cannot imagine how fascinated the disciples were on a daily basis, especially as there was always something new coming from Jesus. Here they are in Caesarea Philippi, off the beaten track, not Jerusalem, not Galilee, not anywhere in between. I'm sure that some of the guys wondered, why are we in this strange place, a place where Jewish people don't even do business? In fact, in his 3 years of earthly ministry, this was the only time the records show that they went to this strange place. Later, we could conclude that he did not do any of the usual. He did not preach or teach. He did not interact with any of the residents. He did not perform a miracle. But what happened in this unusual place is significant and critical to the ministry, present and future. Let us explore the main thing, or at least a portion of it. Jesus asked them two questions. Normally, the questions could be considered normal, but is there anything normal about Jesus? If I were there by now, I would be careful in attempting to answer any question coming from Jesus. So he asked them, who do people say that the Son of Man is? He referred to himself as the Son of Man, so it is clear that was not the answer he was looking for. It is fascinating that the answer listed all dead men, or better still, historical figures. John the Baptist, he was beheaded recently. Elijah, well, he did not die, but hundreds of years ago, he was taken up into heaven. You can find his story in 2 Kings chapter 2. Jeremiah, oh, he was alive when the Jews were taken away into Babylon for 70 years. That is ancient Jewish history, almost 7 years before this conversation. And to round it off, one of the prophets. What I gather from this is that in an effort to try and know who Jesus is, the people were likening him to great religious characters in their Jewish history. Note that Jesus did not argue about the answers. Nothing strange, right? Jesus did not stop there, however. He wanted to hear specifics. But what about you? Who do you say I am? In other words, hey guys, that's who people say I am, but they don't hang with me like you do. You guys are with me all the time. Who do you say I am? Surely your answer or answers must be different from the people's. What should they do, or what should they say? Did they huddle together to arrive at a consensus, bearing in mind that this is a defining moment? We have to say the right thing and we have to give an answer that we are all agreed on, or there is no telling what he will say. Mind you, all that is not in the text, but I'm guessing that might have happened. What really happened, though, is significant. Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Silence. Note well who answered. Peter was fearless, or some might say reckless, but he was never afraid to jump in. This is the same Peter, the only disciple of 12 of them, who asked Jesus to let him come to him by walking on water. This is Peter who asked Jesus to come to his house to heal his mother-in-law. This is Peter who left his lucrative fishing business to be a follower of Jesus. Peter was different from the other guys. Sometimes he blundered, sometimes he was right. One more time, Peter was either being bold or careless, but he answered. He went straight for it. You are the Christ. Stop right there. Who is Christ? Up until that time, nobody called Jesus Christ. The written narrative called him Jesus Christ from as early as Matthew 1 verse 1, but this was not a common or usual name. Christ or Messiah means the anointed one, but anointed by who and for what purpose? Well, listen to the rest of Peter's answer. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Is he saying that Jesus, who asked the question, who do you say I am, that same Jesus is specifically anointed by God and that he is the eternal Son of the eternal Father? Peter, is that your final answer? At this point, no doubt, all eyes turn to Jesus to hear the rebuke or the confirmation. Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. Peter, my friend, you are a blessed man. You are unique and you don't even know it. What you just said, you could never have come up with that on your own, not in a million years. And there is no one, not here or anywhere, who could have told you. Peter, you are so correct. You are so on point that I know that that answer came from one source and one source only. My Father in heaven downloaded that into your mind just now. Do you have a relationship with the man whose true identity was revealed in this strange place? The Christ, the Son of the living God? Do you know him for yourself? The Messiah wants to be a part of your life. And trust me when I say that you need him more than you will ever imagine. That is why he was anointed. That is why he came from heaven. He is waiting right now to come into your life if you ask him to. I would love to help you connect with him. Write me at friendofclyde@gmail.com.